Hello and welcome to Pathways, where you are invited to join me for a visit with leaders in personal development and cultural evolution. This is your host, Paul O'Brien. Today, we're going to talk about money. We're going to talk about Money and You, which is also the name of an incredible book written by today's guest. The reality is that your wealth potential is influenced by habits, attitudes, and feelings that you've collected over time, often without realizing it. The way you think about money actually influences the things you do in your life. So let's explore. Our guest today on Pathways is Doria Cordova, author of Money and You, Principles That Power Success. And she's also the CEO owner of Accelerated Business Schools, and the Money and You program, altogether a global educational platform, which has been around for almost 50 years and was one of the first to apply human potential movement principles to the world of business. As such, it's the world's longest running entrepreneurial, experiential, transformative training organization, operating since 1979 with over 250,000 graduates from over 85 countries. In offering programs in English, Chinese, Japanese, Vietnamese, Tamil, Thai, and Spanish in Bahasa, which is an Indonesian language. Doria is certainly multi-talented, known as a pioneering educational entrepreneur, a global business developer, a sustainability entrepreneur, an ambassador of new education, an author, and a philanthropist who has spent nearly five decades empowering purpose-driven leaders around the world. Her work has reached tens of millions of people through stellar graduates like Robert Kiyosaki, co-author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, plus Tony Robbins, Jack Canfield, and many others of today's wealth experts and business leaders transforming the world today. On top of it all, the lifelong humanitarian, committed to initiatives involving creating new educational systems and renewable energy, key components to eradicating poverty and hunger worldwide. Wow. And with that intro, I want to invite you, Doria, hello and welcome to the Pathways program.
Well, aloha, and thank you so much for having me with you.
Okay, so the Money and You program is considered the granddaddy of entrepreneurial trainings. Why has the Money and You teachings and principles remained relevant, impactful, and effective after nearly 50 years?
Thank you so much for asking. The reason is because they are based on generalized principles. And generalized principles are always true. And there is no, like, you can't really argue with them. They are things like gravity is a generalized principle, leverage is a generalized principle, and then there's one very particular one that we teach that we learn from Buckminster Fuller called precession, which is the physics of ripple effects. So human beings, whenever you take any action, there is going to be ripple effects to your actions, and it always happens. So many people have gone on to apply the principles in their lives, into their, not only their lives, but also in having an impact in the world. So some of the biggest names that you named there, plus Paul Mitchell Hair Products. Paul Mitchell passed away in 1989, but Paul DiGioia continued with the work, Paul Mitchell Products. And then people like Ben Cohen of Ben & Jerry's, who sold their company for $260 million quite a few years ago. And then you have all this social proof that these principles of a combination of what could now be called self-improvement, you know, conscious entrepreneurship. There are all kinds of names now that almost 50 years later, it kind of has began to really demonstrate to the world that it works to be a loving, kind, inclusive, and have systems and methods that include not just the owners, and it's not just committed to making money, but also adding value to the teammates, to the employees, to the suppliers, to all the people around them, including the world. So it is very attractive to good people.
You know, I love that you train people in what you call conscious entrepreneurism. That's a term that endears you to me because that's what the world needs. And what I was trying to do when I was an entrepreneur, although I needed to pay the rent and pay my staff, it was not all about money. Why do you think everyone wants to be an entrepreneur these days?
Well, actually, not everyone does. A lot of people do, but a lot of people don't. And one of the things in our Money and You program, which is a 3.5-day experiential program where people really go inside to see their relationship. How do they experience money at an unconscious level? Because the conscious will say, if you say to someone, do you want to be rich? Do you want to have a lot of money? Everyone will say yes. And everyone also knows that it takes a lot of work, a lot of knowledge, a lot of wisdom, and you have to have the right team around you in order to create wealth. And so in our Money and You program, one of the benefits that it not only strengthen people who are entrepreneurs, but also there's many people that think it's a great idea, but when they realize that it takes a lot of time, money, and effort to do that, a lot of them realize that they don't have it within them. So they're very thankful to us that we saved them so much time, money, and energy. Because a lot of people have made the mistake of thinking that they were entrepreneurs, and they hawk their houses, they spend their savings, they borrow money to attempt to build a business, but they don't have the basic entrepreneurial training, and then they fail miserably. And then they are held responsible for that loss, and then they lose their spirit. So it's a very interesting dynamic. A lot of people wanted to be entrepreneurs, but it has changed radically.
Do you think that sometimes people want to be entrepreneurs for the wrong reasons? Oh, I don't want to work for anybody else. I don't want to take direction, stuff like that.
Yes, and also because they don't see behind the curtain. It looks so exotic. And for me, you know, I just in the last 5 years, I found out that you can rent everything and anything. You know, there isn't anything that you can think of that you can't rent. You can rent mansions and cars and fancy cars, and you can rent fancy clothes and dishes, and you can make yourself look so rich. And so a lot of people, they're kind of like, they are, you know, kind of showing off their wealth and doing this and doing that. And then people go, ooh, I want to have that, without realizing that many of them, quite a few of them, it's actually all smoke and mirrors. A lot right. of people that I know, they are actually like myself. We're very understated, you know, we drive a beautiful car, you know, but it's not a Lamborghini. I mean, I couldn't possibly in San Diego, in Ocean Beach, be driving a Lamborghini, to be honest with you. You know, I don't know what would happen. This is like the Venice Beach of San Diego. And so when what is happening is that the curtain is being pulled to see what is true wealth. What is true wealth? And being a millionaire, a zillionaire, being a billionaire is actually a new idea. It's only about 50 years old. It's only and right now we're going through this phase in the world, in certain circles, that reminds me so much of the 70s. We used to call it prosperity consciousness work. We used to call it human potential. And now there is like this whole new wave of young people and people that are really interested in self-mastery, in working on themselves, without realizing that you also need to take action and you need to be educated in entrepreneurial education in order to create an economic engine that you can wrap around your life purpose. It doesn't happen automatically. There are techniques, there are systems in place, there are proven tools. And that's why we are so different than even my famous graduates programs. We are very different than the rich dad, poor dad curriculum. We're very different than Tony Robbins' curriculum. And as I love them, and they're not my competition. They're my leverage. But ours is really focused on building economic engines the way you can have a sustainable, profitable, you know, effective business that allows you to become wealthy.
You know, you talk about changing your relationship with money, which seems very spiritual, very philosophical and spiritual, on how money impacts your life, how you create it, how you manage it, how you can free yourself from its control. This is an essential part of the Money and You training, right?
Absolutely. And again, it has to do with these, money is a very interesting thing. We get all these beliefs from society. Well, first we get it from our parents and our family members when we're very little. By the time we're 7 years old, this has been proven already. By the time we're 7 years old, we're pretty set in our beliefs about many things, including money. So if you don't have parents and an environment that really gives you a healthy experience around money, finances, wealth, and having a business, it's pretty tough because there's this thing called deservability. And in my Fridays with Doria, FridaysWithDoria.com, I did a program called Deservability 2.0. Because we have to constantly be taking the steps to the next level, the next level, the next level. And so we're not trained for that. And so there is a tremendous confusion that occurs. And then you wonder why there's so much crime in countries like the United States and in certain countries around the world. And that is because it looks so much more lucrative to do illegal things in order to get this thing called money that supposedly is going to bring you all the happiness in the world. And so when you really educate young people and you educate children on how money really works, which is just a means of exchange, how do you build a business? What are the steps? And I have a free book that I want everyone to go and download at moneyandyou.com, and we'll talk about that a little later. You can post it on the page of my program. At moneyandyou.com, you can download a book on the business success model, which is a basic formula of what it takes to create wealth, to create money, to create a sustainable economic engine. And it's very simple, but it has been proven so many times. And once you can become familiar with that model, then you see it everywhere. And now the discipline is to apply it and to take action, but at the same time, being so aware of your actions and your reactions. And so most of us are so separated because we're totally in our heads. And so we're separated from the feeling tone that happens in our hearts, that happens in our, you know, tummy, that tells us, is our compass, is our true north, that will tell us whether something was really meant for us or not meant for us. Or are you willing to, I mean, so many people are willing to totally compromise their integrity for this thing called money. And they will do whatever to get to that place that they think is going to be their nirvana, their place of happiness. Whereas what many, many people are so disappointed when they become rich because they find something out that I want all of you to know if you're not rich. There is this thing called rich people problems. So money only solves money problems. Get this. Money only solves money problems. Problems are not going to disappear. You're not going to have a thing called rich people problems, which sometimes many of my rich friends envy people that have very little money or middle class because their rich people problems are so much bigger. And they were supposed to be really happy after reaching that level of success. but it has nothing to do with it. Yes, you get very excited, you know, and it's so fantastic to be able to buy whatever home you want, whatever car you want, and be able to afford whatever you want. It is really fun and exciting, but that only lasts for a little while. Then you need to come down to planet Earth, and for that level, there is a whole group of people that they anesthetize themselves by constantly bragging about how much they have, constantly showing off what they have, constantly, you know, it's like, you know, how many babes, how many boyfriends they have around, how much jewelry they have. And so now it becomes this game, but that is a very unconscious game and it doesn't last long. And you actually see it on Maui, right? There was this whole thing that happened on Maui quite a few years ago that was really interesting. When you started seeing a lot of Lamborghini and Teslas around, you know, Wailea and all that. And I noticed in the last few years that they kind of pretty much disappeared, you know, because they found out that that is not how you show wealth in Maui. On Maui, you show your wealth by being generous, by that spirit of aloha, by your kokua, by your graciousness, your willingness to extend a hand to a needy person and to participate in the community. That is respected and loved in a place like Maui. So it depends on where you live. And there are so many smoke and mirrors around money. And it is very simple. Money is just a tool of exchange. All the feelings, all the other stuff that you put on top of it, you have learned and you need to unlearn. So another gift I'm going to give everyone, go to Fridays with Doria and under resources, do the magical exercises, and then also watch my program that is called Deservability 2.0, where we work on building that one dream. You have to focus on that one dream that you've always wanted to have and have compromised and not gone for that one dream, because that is what your internal hungry dog wants to acquire or wants to have. And it's okay for you to have it. Just don't stomp. Just don't hurt. And don't go out of integrity. Don't damage people on the way there.
Wow. So that one dream, you encourage people to get clear about what do they want the most. Is that what you're talking about?
After a while. There's uh-huh. different stages depending on where you are. When you're young, there's all kinds of dreams. There's things that you want to acquire, maybe education, get a good job, get a good place, find a beautiful someone to love, to be sexually active, to have fun, okay? Then you kind of move into your 30s, and some of the people kind of in their 30s kind of act like they're in their 20s. But there's something that happens when you're 40, when people's, you know, you can only drink so much until just about 38 years old, which is when I quit drinking. After that, your body begins to really feel it, right? So now when you're turning 40 or so, your priorities begin to change. Health becomes more important. You begin to decay a little bit, which you don't have to. I mean, look at me at 76, without surgery, without injectable. This is a good life. And this is living healthy and having made decisions in my 30s that I wanted to be like this in my 70s and 80s, right? So I was surrounded by some amazing masters. And in the Money and You book, in the Money and You book, I actually... This is volume one. This is about money, leverage, and showing the world how these principles work. On volume two, it's going to be a lot about money and business and your economic engine. But volume three of my trilogy, my Money and You trilogy, is going to be the you part. It's going to be what it took for me to get to where I am. Now, when you get into your 50s, then things begin to shift depending on whether you think you have 20, 30, 50 years left in you. And then when you get in your 60s, there's a whole other conversation. And then it's really interesting what your brain does when you're 70. Because right now, statistically wise, I'm supposed to die in the next year or two. Okay? But the statistics are that my age should be 77, right? It's when I'm supposed to die. So now even my doctor looks at me and go, well, you're one of the best in shape patient that I have. Where do you get all your energy? You have the bones of a 35-year-old. Well, there's a lot of self-care and clearing, meditating, good food, sunshine, exercise, all the things that you need to do to keep our temple alive and healthy. And then we're talking about legacy. And then there's a thing that hits. Most people don't become millionaires until their 50s. That's a statistic. That people become very rich young is still an illusion. It's a very, very small percentage. And now the big thing is to say, oh, I want to be a billionaire. Have you ever looked it up? How many billionaires there are in the world? The last time I looked, it was around 3,200. 3,200. Maybe 3,500. It's probably more because there's a bunch of Chinese and Middle Eastern and Malaysians and Singaporeans. They're not going to tell you how much money they have. They don't like lists. They don't like for people to know how much money they have. So let's say there's 4,000 billionaires. Well, that's a pretty crazy goal. And so when you are just thinking, oh, I want to be a billionaire, I want to be a billionaire, because that's what a lot of young people now say, it's like, now you begin to have this fantasy that has gotten even crazier with social media. So what I recommend to you, come home to yourself. Do the work. Go inside and take a look at what is your one dream? What is it that you want? Now, for somebody like me, I'm a bit of a unicorn. My dream since I was 27 years old in 1977 is to eradicate poverty and hunger. I have no idea where that comes from. I have never been poor. I have never been hungry. I have never been homeless. I've always had more than enough, but my soul came into this planet with that. I have no idea why. I don't care. I'm still working on that. That's my big dream. And then I have some sub dreams that as a human, I'd love to have. But one of the things that clarity leads to power in money and you, we have that is a famous flip chart. And I really want people to go and listen to the book. It's $15 in Amazon. You can download the audio. I think it's $10 for the Kindle. I highly recommend the hardcover, $50. It's so beautiful. It's full of colors and exercises. It's an experiential book as much as you can. I want you to go in there and read it so that you can take in new information about true wealth, which is access. It's access. True wealth is access. You don't have to have money to pay for all those things. You just need to have access to it. And I make a little joke. We were at this retreat, and there was a guy, and he says that he has a yacht, and he has a beautiful home on Maui. And I said, you're my new BFF. And he starts laughing. I go, those are two things I want to have access to, yachts and people that own homes on Maui, right? and so that's access. And then, so when you begin to really shift what is real for you, not your idea, not the stuff that social media gives you, not the stuff that the movies give you. When I watched some of the movies that I grew up with in the 50s, the Marilyn Monroe, you know, blondes just want to be rich or whatever the names are. And the, oh my God, I go, how did I get here with that kind of training? That's what I grew up with. And now when you look at the training that all the young people are getting about, I think 60% of young people want to be influencers. You know how many broke influencers I have met? My niche, money and you should just be for influencers because they don't have an economic engine. They become very popular and they have so many likes because they're mastering only one area of business, which is marketing. Being an influencer is being a marketer. So you have sales and marketing, people and organization, money and finances, and what you're good at. That creates an economic engine, not just marketing. So there is, as a person that is getting ready to exit the business side of life, the profitable side of life, and just move into philanthropy, that is what I'm doing now in order for me to really prepare myself to exit.
You know, I really love the fact that you're talking about some of the things that people take away, like leverage and creating an economic engine. And I want to, your next Money and You seminar is coming up on April 8th in San Diego. And I want to let our listeners know about it. Who should consider attending? Are there any qualifications? Do you have to be an entrepreneur or a wannabe entrepreneur?
No, not particularly. It's actually the marketers go crazy. Money and You is for anyone that wants to delve into 3.5 days of really knowing their psychology around money, finances, wealth, and also to learn the business success model, the book that they can download at moneyandyou.com. And it's fantastic for people who have had learning experiences in business and have lost their spirit. They're going to recuperate their spirit. And then also it's great for professionals that are considering leaving their professions to become entrepreneurs. And also is fantastic for anybody who's having money challenges. And don't let money get in the way. Just send me an email, info@moneyandyou.com. info@moneyandyou.com, and just say, I want to do this program. What can I do? What can I do to create being there? Don't ask me to just have you there for free, because it is an expensive program to put on. But here's what you have to think. You start thinking about how do you create being in an environment that's going to support you in creating the life of your dreams.
Oh, Doria, thank you so much. There's so much more we could explore, and I hope people follow up on this and go to moneyandyou.com, where they can get information about the event, but also information about your teachings in general. And it's been so wonderful for us. I wish our show wasn't so short. It's a half-hour radio show. But thank you so much for being with us today.
I'll come back. I'll be back.
Okay, awesome. You're on. And for those who may have been listening to Pathways Live on a Sunday morning and tuned in late, this is your host, Paul O'Brien. We are so glad you are with us today. Please note that you have the ability to review all hundreds of interviews in our online archive at divination.com. And you can play and or share this program with Dame Doria Kurova whenever you want via the internet or as a free podcast. And I'll tell you how in a minute, and hope that you pass it on. Today, we've been visiting with Dame Doria Kurova, author of Money and You. And I want to say a heartfelt thank you to all of our listeners who are tuning into Pathways, which is currently broadcast on KBOO-FM in Portland, Oregon. And you can get a free subscription to our podcast version, which you can also find at divination.com. That's spelled divination.com. Or by searching Pathways Radio on Paulo's YouTube channel, where you can even give us a thumbs up and subscribe. In any case, feel free to forward a link to your friends. This is Paulo bidding you adieu and reminding you to tell your friends about Pathways Podcasts. And thanks again for tuning in and being a part of the Pathways conversation.